Opponents of the school known as the Western Hemisphere Institute for Security Cooperation say it's inappropriate for a Catholic leader like Bishop Robert Morlino to join its board of visitors. They say graduates of the school from El Salvador killed 6 Jesuit priests and 3 Catholic nuns in the 1980s. Joining the protest fast this weekend is the past president of the Wisconsin Council of Churches and the former director of the Wisconsin Conference of the United Church of Christ. Retired UW-Platteville professor Barbara Parsons will also take part. She joined more than 20,000 people at a protest rally at the school 2 weeks ago, where she says victims of torture also called on the bishop not to attend this week's meeting.
They spoke of being tortured themselves and of seeing their own relatives tortured and killed before their eyes. These people were horrified at the idea of a Catholic bishop associating himself in any way with this school.
Morlino was named to the Board of Visitors of the school in October and has said he believes it trains soldiers to respect civilian control of the military. He's declined to comment further until after the meeting. Protesters hope their fast will convince him to either quit the board or promise to use his position to push for changes in the anti-terrorist training the school provides. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.